Hodges told KPCW last week that he's been involved with Soldier Hollow since before it was an Olympic venue.
I was part of a venue selection committee for the Salt Lake Organizing Committee. But I've been involved in Nordic skiing and ski racing as president of the Utah Nordic Alliance for the last 11 years. And I've been on the Soldier Hollow board where I had to resign in order to apply for the job when Howard's retirement came up. So I've been deeply involved in the Nordic skiing community and the Nordic racing community for as long as anyone would care to remember.
He said Howard Peterson, his predecessor, will be staying on for a transition period.
You would think that summer would be a quiet time at Soldier Hollow, but it's maintenance time, it's repair time, and there are events almost every day at Soldier Hollow. 2 weeks ago, we had the Spartan Race with almost 10,000 people on site. The Sheepdog Festival is coming up Labor Day weekend, which is another tremendous event and huge crowd. And Howard is going to stay on in a kind of advisory capacity for the next several months to help me get acclimated to some of these larger events in the summer, and also because he's the expert.
Hodges said he is keeping three items in mind as he steps into his new job.
Howard has left a tremendous legacy. Arguably, Soldier Hollow is the only Olympic venue in the world that's not receiving direct government financial support. And I've yet to be proven wrong, but it's possibly the only one that has eked out breaking even in its entire existence. I'd love to be proven wrong, but I believe that's the case. And so there's a legacy there. The staff is incredible. The community is incredible. And it's really my responsibility to keep that going. The next thing is some kind of technological upgrades for phones and computers and website. That really, it's time to do it. We're upgrading and repairing some of the biathlon range this summer with some volunteer events. We'll let you know when those are coming up in August so people can come out and bring a paintbrush.
He said his third priority is the junior team.
Team Soldier Hollow. Continuing that success that Morgan Smith has had and helping build the team and working with the local community, the business and local community in Midway and Heber to really kind of deepen the community involvement at Soldier Hollow.
He said he has not forgotten the need for fundraising.
The facilities are 15 years old, and there are a lot of minor repairs, nothing major, but all of that takes money, and there isn't a lot of money to work with. And part of my responsibility is making sure that we build, we maintain. We've got some opportunities for some international events in the next 4 to 5 years, and it's going to take some upgrading to get those to come to Soldier Hollow.
Finally, we asked him if Soldier Hollow can host a World Cup.
Given the terrain, yes. Mm-hmm. There have been some changes in the rules in terms the biathlon range would need some fairly significant upgrades just because the FIS, the Ski Federation rules, have changed for biathlon competition since 2002. It's nothing major, but it would require some rebuilding.
Mm-hmm. And then what about just strictly cross-country races?
Cross-country trails are in incredible shape. All the facilities are there. All the trails are there. As soon as it snows, or the snowmaking guns, we've been doing maintenance on the snowmaking guns, so we'll be ready. We could host an international event almost on short notice.
Richard Hodges, the new director at Soldier Hollow. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.